And welcome back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium at Glenwood Springs High School. We get ready for the second half of our doubleheader between the Rifle Bears and the Glenwood Demons. Glenwood got off to a great start. Lady Demons got a big win over Rifle, 32-25. And we learned that Battle Mountain defeated Palisades, so it really creates an interesting scenario on the 4A Western Slope. But first, let's congratulate. There we go. I got a wire coming. There we go. There we go. Coach Ronda Mosier joining us for the Glenwood Lady Demons. Haven't gotten to talk to you all season long, except,
know.
You know, in between games, quit maybe a chat out in the hallway. But
right, we kind of get shuttled out of the gym pretty quickly after each game.
But congratulations on a big win.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, it felt good. You know, it was tough last week, last Monday, when we got the news that we were going into quarantine. I felt like we were kind of hitting our stride, you know, and that really kind of crushed my kids. So they told us on Monday we were going to be in quarantine for 10 days, and then Tuesday they came back and said 14 days, and we kind of knew all along there was a chance that we could maybe keep fighting it. But anyway, we came out, and we had to play Palisade on Saturday after a week off, and we came out flat, and we had that 17-3 first quarter, which kind of crushed us. So tonight we were refocused, and we had to get the job done. You know, if we were going to stay in the fight for a chance for a league title, we had to get the win today.
And it was a similar score, but this time you guys were victorious. When Rifle beat you back on the February 6th, it was 32-28.
Correct.
And so very similar score, just a real even battle.
Right.
You got off to a great start in that first quarter and really shut them down offensively, held Jamie Caron to just a couple of free throws.
Right.
Mackenzie Elizardo with that bucket. But you guys got off to a good start. Kenzie with a couple of baskets. Ella Johnson with a basket. And Maya hitting a three.
Right.
Really impressed with Maya's game.
Yeah, she's really been coming along. You know, we made a defensive switch. We knew Jamie likes to drive, right? I mean, that's kind of her go-to. She drives and she likes to get to the line. So it was super important for us to be able to contain her. So putting Maya at the top of that 3-2 was it really worked effectively for us. And then obviously offensively, you know, she grabs boards. She just works hard underneath. So, yeah, she's developed into a really great player.
And you're by getting more players off the bench, I mean, obviously you want to get them some rest, but you're getting some valuable varsity experience.
Absolutely.
And that just, you know, helps the depth of your team as you get deeper into the season. Another a big factor was really pretty much shutting out Kimber Lang. She's a good post player.
She is good.
She had 14 points against Eagle Valley. I've done my share of Rifle games, and she's been impressive. But you held her to 2 points tonight.
Right. Yeah, I think we had to make sure we contained the middle. That was kind of our plan. We knew that, you know, we knew they could shoot. I knew Jamie could shoot on the outside. Quinones shoots on the outside some too. But I just told the girls, we got to make them beat us on the outside. And, you know, Jamie hit some key threes there towards the end of the first half. She hit that three, and then she hit one in the third. So those were, you know, we knew then at that point, like, we gotta watch it a little closer. But our game plan had us to try and contain the paint.
And Maddie, you know, 15 points, those five threes against Palisade, ridiculous. And shut out tonight offensively, but she picked up the slack on defense, getting some steals, some key assists. So when someone's not scoring, someone else is picking up the slack.
Right,
like,
absolutely.
Like Gracie. Gracie had a good afternoon.
Yeah, you know, Maddie and I talked about that because last game I knew Jamie was going to be on her. And, you know, really honestly, ever since Maddie's had that injury, her ankle injury, she's a little bit less or more reluctant to drive to the hole, you know, and she doesn't mind dishing. I mean, that's really Maddie's favorite thing is to get assists. So it worked out well. I told her tonight, don't worry about being a scorer. Just play good defense and get the ball to your teammates.
One of the key plays, and I mentioned the word luck. I rarely use that word, but it was a little lucky. You got a lucky break. Gracie was a little befuddled over here on the wing and got double-teamed and trapped, and she threw the ball, a little diagonal pass to no one. I thought the nearest player was, I think, Kimber Lang.
Right.
Almost a pick, but there was Ella coming out of nowhere to get that layup. That was a huge basket.
Yeah. You know what? Ella Johnson, I love the way she plays. I mean, she's just scrappy. She's smart. You know what I love most about this team, Ron, is they are absolutely unselfish players. They could care less who the leading scorer is, who the leading rebound. They don't care about stats, you know, and that's kind of what we talked about. when we went in is that we have to be mentally tough, especially coming off of that quarantine. I'm telling you what, these kids that have been exposed to this COVID quarantine in general and this school year, and then when we got quarantined on Monday, I'm telling you what, I had some really, really sad kids. And so I told them this stretch is all going to be about who's mentally tough, and that's what it's going to come down to. Right now, there's a, you know, there's no designated league title, and we're only 4 days away from, you know, the finish of the regular season, which is, it's exciting. I love it. This is what high school basketball is supposed to be like.
So let's talk about that. We've got an interesting scenario here with Battle Mountain's victory over Palisade.
Right.
That makes, okay, Rifle is now 8-2 in league. Palisade 7-3. Glenwood, you guys are 6-2.
Correct.
Battle Mountain 7-3. So you got Eagle Valley on Friday.
Right, and Battle Mountain
on Saturday.
And Rifle has Palisade.
Palisade on Thursday.
Right.
Unless I'm called down to grandpa duty.
Right.
If my daughter-in-law is ready to give birth because we're on standby, I'll be there for the Rifle Palisade and then, of course, this weekend. But
right.
If not, good luck.
Thank you. Yeah,
so,
that'll be a good game. I think that'll be interesting. If, you know, obviously one of those teams is going to pick up a loss. The interesting thing, so it sounds like because we went into quarantine, how they're going to designate the league title is your winning percentage based on the number of games you played.
Okay.
So realistically, you know, I mean, obviously I hate to say it, but we need Palisade to get a victory against Rifle, because at that point we will be, if we could win out, if we can, you know, do our jobs against Eagle Valley and Battle Mountain, then we could set ourselves in a position to be outright, you know. So who knows? You know what? All I want to do is play basketball. If there's one thing I learned last week, is that when we were quarantined once and we didn't know if we, you know, like the big season, all summer, we didn't know if we were even going to get a fall, you know, or a winter season this year. And so once we got the season, it was amazing. But then to be put in quarantine, man, I love this game. I love being out here with these kids, and I just want to play, you know.
And I just want to call games. And I wish Jack were here.
Yeah,
but,
right?
We're just hoping
Jack,
for
we miss you.
His recovery.
Yes.
You know, speaking of the beginning of the season, it was like a library. It was so quiet. It's just, it just doesn't feel right. And now, at least we got some fans making some noise, and we got the cheerleaders.
I'm going to shout out to our cheerleaders. Yes,
yeah.
Tonight, that was awesome. We haven't had them in the gym, and so this is the first game we've had them in here. So, yeah, I mean, it feels more like home in this gym right now.
Yeah.
So it's much better. So, and you know what? Rifle and Glenwood is always going to be a great rivalry. You know, Caro's a good coach. That team's a good program. I got a lot of respect for Jamie, and I know Mackenzie is a senior. These are hard games. I didn't take Gracie and Maddie out very much this game because this was the last game on their home court. You know, there's probably not a chance, even if we make a state playoff, we're low enough in the RPI, we're going to have to travel. So
that's right,
You know what? Those are hard. You gotta love on those kids that have been here 4 years grinding in your program. And so shout out to really all the seniors in our league.
We had senior night a month ago.
I know. But there's some really good seniors in this league this year. Just really good kids.
Yeah.
So it's been great to compete against them, and I'm super excited to see how it all plays out.
Well, Rhonda, thanks so much for spending some time. Good to catch up with you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being here. We'll be praying for you. That grandbaby coming.
Thanks.
So if we don't see you, we'll know where you're at.
Yep,
all
for
right.
sure.
Thanks so much, Ron.
Okay,
take
you bet.
Care. Bye-bye.
All right. Coach Rhonda Mosher of the Glenwood Lady Demons. They're victorious tonight over Rifle. 32-25, and again, Rifle has the rematch with Palisade Thursday night at Jack Smith Gymnasium. We'll have those games here on KMTS. So Glenwood Rifle split the series. The boys' game, we will get our lineups and be back with the opening tip in just a few minutes. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. We're getting ready for the Glenwood Rifle boys game. Let's pause for our national anthem. tonight. Glenwood Demons and the Rifle Bears. The rematch between the boys are starters for the Rifle Bears. 3-4 in league play. 4-5 overall. Sorry, I've got a loose connection of some kind. One of my mic cords. 3-4 in league play, 4-5 overall. Glenwood 2-7 and 3-8. Starters for Rifle, Diego Fernandez, Tito Ruiz, Cade Bishop, who's been outstanding the last few games we've seen him, Tyler Pierce, and Josh Avila. Starting for Glenwood, Blake Nieslanik, Aiden Nieslanik, Alec Nykirk, Stevie Vega, and Anthony Aviles getting the start tonight for Glenwood. Cade Bishop and Blake Nieslanik in the opening tip. And the Lady Demons victorious over Rifle, 32-25. Opening tip taken by Rifle. Avila to Tito Ruiz. Right wing to Diego Fernandez. Far corner to Avila. Avila with a drive. Gets double teamed there. Ruiz to Bishop. They whip it around the court. Avila in the near corner. Lob pass down to Bishop. Bishop backing up. Little hook pass out to Ruiz for three. Bang. In rhythm. Tito from downtown. 3-0 Rifle. Rifle won the first matchup between these two teams, 33-31, back on February 6th. Here's Nykirk, right wing, in the near corner to Aiden Islanik. Underhands it to Avilas, a little head fake, pulls up for a three off the dribble, off the back of the rim, goes out with a backboard. Nice big rebound by Cade Bishop. Bishop is very athletic. Here's Tyler Pierce, left wing. Goes to Avila near the circle. Tito Ruiz. Ruiz the Bishop. Top of the key. Rifle in their navy blue uniforms with gold and white trim. Big gold numerals. Pierce near the circle. High post right side to Fernandez. Fernandez to Tito. At the free throw line. Kicks it out to Fernandez. Backs up near the circle. Diego, one-on-one with Blake Nieslanik. Goes high post right side to Tito. 3-0 Rifle. And then there's a steal by Anthony Avilas. Ruiz actually just lost control of it and lost the ball right in the hands of Avilas. Goes to Stevie Vega. Vega to Avila for three. Ties the game up. Stevie Vega to Avilas for three. The game is tied. 3-3. 6:08 to go. In the first, Cade Bishop brings it up. Pass up the court to Tito. Ruiz takes it all the way. Little backhand flip pass to Diego for three. Bang! Diego with the three-pointer. 6-3. That's how you want to play, huh? 6-3 Bears. 5:50 to go in the first. Aiden Islanik stops top of the key. Right wing to Nykirk. Nykirk to Avilas in the near corner. Overhand pass to Blake Islanik, right wing. Long cross-court pass to Nykirk. Nykirk with a 15-foot jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound, Blake Nieslanik. Put back, good. Nieslanik with a put back. 6-5 Rifle. Glenwood with the press. Cross-court pass to Bishop. Gets it across the line. Bishop's going to drive. Oh, offensive. No, they're going to call a foul against Aiden Nieslanik. That's his first. 6-5 Bears. First team foul. Ruiz inbounding. Reed Swanson checks in. He's guarding inbounds pass. Goes into Avila. Avila to Pierce. Here's Diego Fernandez, left wing. Near corner to Tyler Pierce. One-on-one with Aiden Islanik. And Pierce lost it out of bounds. Good defense by Aiden Islanik to force the turnover. 6-5 Bears. Pass into Stevie Vega. Vega hands it off right wing to Aiden Islanik. Nykirk fakes the three, traveled. Took that little sidestep or shuffle and call for the travel. I don't see Omar Bonilla on the bench. Drive by Bishop. Bishop bank high off the glass. No good. Rebounds. Nope. Taken by Bishop. His pass thrown in. Saved by Nieslanik. Goes to Reed Swanson up the court to Stevie Vega. Vega takes it. Hesitation move, fakes, turnaround, fakes, banks it, missed the shot. Rebound taken by Bishop. Bishop has the ball stolen by Vega. Vega fakes. Shoot. No, kicks it out to Swanson. Head fake. Little backhand flip to Vega. Vega top of the key to Aiden Mislanek. Three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Bishop. High off the glass. And Bishop this time protecting the ball. 6-5 rifle. 4:20 to go. Pass up the court. Thrown out of bounds. As Bishop just sailed that thing over Tito Ruiz's head into the Glenwood bench. Aiden Mislanek brings it up. 6-5 rifle. Coming up to the four-minute mark. Mislanek top of the key. A little hesitation move. Driving. Cut off there. Goes to Reed Swanson. Swanson to Blake Mislanek. Blake, jump stop. Goes to Aiden Mislanek. Mislanek in the key. Little floater to the right hand of the rim. No good. Rebound off the hand of Blake Mislanek. Taken by Tyler Pierce. Pierce has the ball poked away. Chasing it down. Can't quite. Yes, he did catch up to it. Aiden Mislanek sliding across the floor. Slapped it inbounds. As he slides out of bounds, here's Blake for three. You betcha, Blake Mislanek. Wow. 8-6, Glenwood. Glenwood playing with all kinds of energy. Pass up the court to Pierce. He gets it across the court to Cade Bishop. Cross-court pass, knocked away, a steal by Blake Mislanek. Goes to Stevie Vega. 8-6, Glenwood. Vega to Aiden Mislanek. Right wing to Reed Swanson. Swanee thought about a three. He hands it off to Blake, top of the key. Blake picks it up, goes left wing to Nykerk. Nykerk dribbles a couple times, picks it up, hands it off to Blake, left wing. Blake waved the ball around, kicks it over to Reed, top of the key, right wing to Aiden Mislanek. Aiden top of the key to Nykerk. Nykerk to Stevie Vega. Vega dribbles a couple times with the right hand, passes off to Aiden, right wing. Aiden lobs it down to Nykerk. Nykerk one-on-one with Pierce. Here's a drive by Blake. Blake with a follow-away. Tough shot. Impossible. Rebound to Cade Bishop. Up the court to Diego Fernandez. Biu has his pocket pick from behind. Knocked out of bounds by Stevie Vega. Antonio Aviles in the game along with Reese McMillan. And a timeout called before the substitution takes place. 30-second timeout. 8-6 Glenwood. 2:48 to go in the first quarter. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, 8-6 Glenwood, 2:48 to go in the first quarter. Reese McMillan in the game. Nykerk out for a breather. Here's Carrion, has the ball picked off by Aviles. Aviles takes it and lays it up. Got it. Anthony Aviles with some ridiculous energy tonight. Got the steal and the breakaway layup. 10-6 Glenwood. Danny Carrion has the ball stripped. Loose ball coming from behind. It's taken Aiden Mislanek from his knees. Now Carrion gets it. Carrion goes to Diego Fernandez, puts up a 10-foot jumper. No good. He's fouled. Diego Fernandez to the line for two shots. And then foul called against Reese McMillan. His first, second team foul, 10-6 Glenwood. Fernandez with a three and Tito Ruiz with a three. That's the extent of the scoring for Rifle. And Fernandez's first free throw is good, gets the roll. Some of the Glenwood students, usually the Glenwood student section is absolutely packed shoulder to shoulder, but of course with limited attendance. And now Anthony Avila's getting a little talking to between free throws from the official. Not sure what that was about. Second free throw is good. Fernandez hits both of them. 10-8 Glenwood, 2:25 to go first quarter. Reed Swanson at the left side to Stevie Vega. Vega bounce pass to McMillan, lost it out of bounds. Front of the Rifle bench. Danny Carrion, cross-court pass to Brock Caldwell. Caldwell to Avila. Three-pointer, Ruiz, top of the key, buries it. Nothing but net. Tito Ruiz from downtown. His second three, it's 11-10 Rifle. Vega, right wing to Avila. Take the lead again. Off the rim, no good. Rebound up high. McMillan couldn't pull it down. And goes to Ruiz, one-on-one with Stevie Vega. Picks it up now, gets it across the court to Brock Caldwell. Lob pass with a left-handed hook there. Nice little pass there taken by Avila. Fernandez has it left wing, goes right wing to Josh Avila. Junior goes down to Tito, fakes the shot, puts it off the glass, won't go. Rebound knocked away by McMillan, out of bounds. Rifle ball at the baseline. A minute 33 to go in the first. 11-10. Rifle, Cade Bishop back in. Bishop, just a sophomore. Lob pass into Bishop, top of the key. And an offensive foul, I think it is going to be called against Josh Avila. Setting a moving screen. Yep. Avila's first team foul, 11-10 rifle, minute 30 to go in the first quarter. Aiden Islanik into Stevie Vega. Vega back to Aiden, right wing. Look past to Swanee for three. Off the rim, got the bounce. Swanee from downtown. Reed Swanson. 13-11, Glenwood. Minute 15 left. And a double team trap and a steal by Aiden Islanik. Takes it, shoots it. Missed the rebound. Missed the shot. Rebound, though, taken by Swanson. Hands it off to Aiden Islanik. Shoots and got the. No, it didn't. It rolled off the rim. Looked like it was going to plop in. And now we got a foul. Or just knocked out of bounds. Rifle ball. Aiden had a little putback in the paint and just rolled on the rim and hung there forever. Pass up the court, tipped by Swanson, taken by Bishop. Bishop down to carry on fake, shoots, missed the shot as McMillan got a piece of that ball. And then last touch by carry on out of bounds. McMillan, good hustle. Kind of a delayed block there. Aiden Islanik comes out for a breather and Blake comes in. Stevie Vega brings it up. 48 seconds left. 13-11 Glenwood. Vega calls out a play. Top of the key. Dribbles left side. They cut him off. Right wing to Aviles. Double A to Swanee. Top of the key to McMillan. Stops. A pass underneath to Aviles. Good pass. Aviles with the finish. He's got 7 points. It's a 4-point lead for Glenwood. Pass up the court to Bishop. Bishop to Avila. Avila underhands it to Tito Ruiz, or to Brock Caldwell, to Ruiz, top of the key. Ruiz, right wing to get Danny Carrion. 14 seconds. Ruiz at the circle, calling out a play. 12 seconds. 9 seconds. You can hear the countdown. Ruiz lost control of it, got it back, picked it up, puts up a shot as he's falling down. No good. Rebound taken by Swanson. And Vega will heave one up the floor, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 15-11 Glenwood after one. This is KMTS. Two teams met back on February 6th. Rifle out, shutout. Glenwood 5-0 in that first quarter. But different story in the first quarter of this rematch. 15-11 Glenwood as we go to the second quarter. Pass down low. A little hook shot. Putback attempt. McMillan missed it. Rebound controlled by Rifle. Cross-court pass to Brock Caldwell from Bishop. Caldwell stops at the baseline. Three-pointer by Tito Ruiz. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Anthony Aviles. Lobs it up to Reese McMillan. McMillan hands it out to Aviles. Faked the three and then ran with the ball. Danny Carrion gets it up to Cade Bishop. Bullet pass to Avila at half court. Goes to Diego. Diego double team. Now he backs up in the right wing. Bishop left wing to Carrion. Head fake. Stops at the free throw line. Pops and shoots. Banks it in and knocks it in. Danny Carrion with a nice jump shot. And traveling call against Anthony Aviles. Coming back the other way. Glenwood. Pass up the court from Ruiz to Bishop. Bishop stops, shoots from 8 feet. Knocks it down. Cade Bishop, his first bucket. Ties the game at 15. 6:34 to go. Swanson for three. Right wing. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Blake Nisenik. Into the hands of McMillan. Bounce pass. Here's Aviles for three. Right wing. Off the rim, no good. Off the hands of McMillan. Loose ball taken by Diego Fernandez, who's double team, goes to Tito. Tito Ruiz up to Avila. Avila hands it off to Cade Bishop. Banks it in. Rifle has the lead. Timeout, Glenwood. 30-second timeout. 6:06 to go in the first half. 17-15 Rifle. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. 17-15 Rifle with the lead. 6:06 to go here in the first half. Aiden Islanik has it left side. Stops top of the key now. Still dribbling in the paint. Picks it up. Hands it off to Blake Nieslanik from the free throw line. Jump pass to Swanson. Fakes a three. Bounce pass to McMillan. McMillan right wing. Hands it off to Aiden right wing. Down to Blake Nieslanik. Double team. Blake muscles it up there. Jump shot good. Tough shot for Blake Nieslanik. Ties the game at 17. Danny Carrion. The far corner. Flips it over to Josh Avila. To Cade Bishop in the circle. Bishop 4 points here in the second quarter. Fernandez passed down to Tito Ruiz. Double team. Tito fakes. Follow away jumper. Got it in the foul. Tito Ruiz with an athletic play. Got the ball to plop in the hoop and took the harm. Third team foul against Glenwood. Foul called against Aiden Islanik. His second. Third team foul. Tito Ruiz at the line for a three-point play. A couple of threes in the first quarter, and he hits the free throw, makes it a three-point play. 9 points for Tito. 20-17 Rifle. Aiden Islanik, left wing, flips it over to Swanson. Top of the key to Nykerk. Nykerk dribbles once, goes right side to Blake. Blake in the paint, kicks it out to Aiden. Aiden left wing, stops in the paint. Jump stop, shot is good. Tough shot for Aiden Islanik. His first basket, 20-19 Rifle. Glenwood continues with the press. Cade Bishop with a spin move, picks it up. Hook pass, kicked off by Reed Swanson. Throws it in blindly, taken by Avila. Avila goes to Cade Bishop. Bishop with a drive. Scoop shot. No good. Off hit the underside of the rim. Thought he was fouled. McMillan gets the ball. Flips it over left wing to Reed Swanson. Swanson to Blake Nieslanik. Pass underneath to McMillan. Lays it up. Banks it in. McMillan with the buckets. 21-20. Glenwood. Cade Bishop up the court to Josh Avila. Avila shoots. Banks it. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Muscles one back up there. Doesn't go. Rebound Blake Nieslanik. Hands it off to Reed Swanson. Swanee at the left side. Stops, pivots, goes to Nykerk, top of the key, right wing to Aiden for three, launches it, and missed it. Rebound putback, Swanson. He's fouled. 4:15 left in the half, 21-20 Glenwood, and Reed Swanson to the line for two. Second team foul for Rifle. Foul called against Danny Carrion, his first. And Swanee gets missed the first free throw off the front of the rim. McMillan and Blake Nieslanik outs. Swanson's second free throw is good. Swish. 22-20 Glenwood. Pass up the court to Avila. They've had no trouble with the press. Here's Danny Carrion in the far corner. Carrion kicks it over. Here's Tyler Pierce backing up near the circle. Brock Caldwell now. High post left side down to Tito Ruiz. One-on-one with Swanson. Lost the ball. Got it back. Ruiz along the baseline. Pass through the key to Pierce. To Carrion. Carrion bounce pass underneath to Avila. Fake shoots. Scores. And nope. Traveling. Gave off the basket. And a timeout called. 30-second timeout. 3:42 left in the half. 22-20 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Well, a couple of new players dressed for Glenwood tonight. Eric Cordero, he's been in the game. And Andy Heisel, coach's son, is inbounding the ball. Goes into Aiden Islanik. 22-20 Glenwood. 3:40 left in the half. Lob pass to Swanson, left wing. Swanee to Nykerk, top of the key, right wing to Anthony Avilas. A couple of threes for him. Lips it. Swanson to Nykerk in the far corner, guarded by Bishop. Nykerk drive, scoop shot is good. Alec Nykerk with a tough shot. Just dribbled right past Cade Bishop. 24-20 Glenwood. Bishop's pass up the court to Carrion. Catch it, can't catch up to it. Carrion is very fast, but couldn't catch up to that one. Coach Kyle Daniel a little frustrated. He's going to send Avila in. And who's coming out? Cade Bishop's coming out. Saw Bishop last week at 22 points. Or did he? Well, I have to check my books. Had a 20-plus point game in a win over Summit. Here's Swanee for three, right wing, off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of, looked like, Avila. Then with ball out of bounds. Avila's into Swanson, to Avila's for three, right wing, in rhythm, but missed the shot. Rebound taken by Tyler Pierce for Rifle. Cradles the ball, brings it up right side. Avila's swiping in the ball. Pierce behind the back dribble, lost the ball. Aiden Islenik chases it down, sliding across the floor, hands it off to Swanson. Swanson will lay it up and in. No, he missed the shot. Oh, my. What a finish that would have been. Pass up the court to all alone Avila. And he lays it up and in. Josh Avila. 24-22 Glenwood, 2:14 to go here in the half. Blake Nizetic's going to come back in. Aiden Lisonic's got it, goes to Swanson. Swanson, overhead pass to Nykerk, flips it over to Anthony Avilas. 2-point lead for the Demons. Aiden Lisonic, top of the key. Between the leg dribble goes to Swanee, top of the key. Right wing to Nykerk. Nykerk picks it up, goes to Swanson in the near corner. Swanson jump pass tipped, and a steal by Carrion as Ruiz credited him with the bad pass. With a tip pass, Avila to Brock Caldwell. Baseline drive. Nykerk cuts him off, and he goes out of bounds. Good defense by Nykerk. Blake Mislanek in for Swanson. Yeah. Andy Heisel also out. Stevie Vega back in. Minute 39 to go in the half. 24-22 Glenwood. And a timeout called. It's a full timeout. Take a break. Minute 39 left in the half. 24-22 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Minute 39 remaining in the first half. Glenwood leading the Rifle Bears 24-22 in the rematch. Rifle won the first game. In the boys' game back on February 6th, 33-31. Glenwood playing a much better first half here at home. Lady Demons with a big win over Rifle, 32-25, and Battle Mountain beat Palisades, so really creates an interesting scenario on the western slope. Just the last few games are going to be critical. Aiden Slatic, top of the key, jab step, hands it off to Avilas, to Nykerk, left wing. Nykerk picks it up, goes to Aiden. Aiden, little hook pass, tipped, taken by Vega, top of the key. Vega with a drive. Vega stops, kicks it out to Avilas. Top of the key, all alone for three. In and out, no good. Oh, they wait a minute. They wave it off anyway. It was an offensive foul. Yep. No. Traveling. Traveling was a call. Didn't see the Motown motion. Tyler Pierce has a left wing for Rifle. His backcourt to Tito Ruiz, to Danny Carrion. Carrion very quick. Brock Caldwell with the ball. High post right side. Avila top of the key. Left wing to Ruiz. Ruiz to Carrion. Bounce pass down to Avila. Posted up against Blake Nislata. Goes through the key. Pass to Tyler Pierce. Pierce with a drive. Pierce with a reverse layup. Wow, what a move by Tyler Pierce. That was pretty nifty. And it's 24 all. 39 seconds left in the half. Pass down to Blake Nislata. Kicks it out to Aiden Nislata. Anthony Avilas calls out a play, backs up near the circle. Hands it off to Stevie Vega. Vega hands it off to Aiden Islanik at the circle. Backs up near half court. Coach Kyle Daniel calling out the D. 18 seconds, 17, 16. Aiden one-on-one with Ruiz. Nykerk right wing, 12 seconds, 11 seconds. Nykerk goes to Blake. Blake to Vega. Vega to Nykerk. Three-pointer all alone. You betcha! To perfection! Alec Nykerk. Glenwood patient, passing the ball around. Nykerk all alone for the three in the corner. And that is the end of the first half. It's Glenwood 27, Rifle 24. This is KMTS. Halftime at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, the boys' game, Glenwood Demons and the Rifle Bears, and Glenwood on top, 27-24. Very entertaining first half. Glenwood outscored Rifle 15-11 in that first quarter. And Rifle had the edge 13-12 in the second quarter. But the game was tied with about 30 seconds or so left as Glenwood worked the ball around the floor, trying to find an opening. They ended up feeding it to Alec Nykirk, who was all alone in the corner, the right corner, and knocked down a three just before the buzzer sounded to break the tie, 27-24. Rifle came out running and gunning, shooting the threes. Diego Fernandez with a three and a couple of free throws. Tito Ruiz with a couple of threes in the first quarter. He also hit a bucket and a free throw. Made a three-point play, hit a basket and a free throw in the second quarter. He's got 9 points to lead the Bears at half. Danny Carrion coming off the bench, hit a bucket, a couple of steals. Cade Bishop with two baskets in the second quarter. He's got 4 points. Tyler Pierce with a basket and Josh Avila with a basket in the second quarter. Glenwood Demons, Blake Nieslanek with 7 points at the half, including a three-pointer in the first quarter. Alec Nykirk with 5 points, all his points coming in the second quarter. Aiden Nieslanek picked up two fouls, but he's got a basket, and he's had some big steals. Reese McMillan with a basket. Reed Swanson with a three in the first quarter. Also had a free throw, one of two from the line. Anthony Avilas was firing away. He had 7 points all scored in the first quarter, including one from three-point land. 27-24 Demons lead here at halftime. And again, the Glenwood Lady Demons, just to recap, defeated Rifle in their rematch, 32-25. In the first game back on February 6th, it was Rifle 32-28. So very similar scores. For Glenwood, Maddie Mosier scoreless, but had some big steals, playing great defense. That was the name of the key to the game for Glenwood, playing tenacious defense as Rifle had their troubles. Kimber Lang shut down tonight. She had just 2 points in the third quarter. Jamie Caron, of course, picking up the slack. She is an outstanding player. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 points for Jamie Caron. Just a great night for her, but she didn't have enough support from her teammates. Mackenzie Elizardo with 6 points on the night, and Blake Hostetler with a basket. That was it for the scoring for Rifles. They were held to single-digit scoring in every quarter. 4 in the first, 6 in the second, 6 in the third, 9 in the fourth quarter. Glenwood, 9 in the first, 10 in the second, 3 in the third. Kind of went to sleep offensively in that third quarter, and then came out with 10 points in the fourth quarter for the 32-25 win. And we learned that Palisade lost to Battle Mountain. So Glenwood's win puts them at 6-2 in the league, drops Rifle to 8-2. Palisade and Battle Mountain with identical 7-3 league records, and Rifle and Palisade will have a rematch on Thursday from Jack Smith Gymnasium. We'll have that game, both games, here on KMTS, girls and boys. So this is going to go right down to the final game, probably. Glenwood will close out the season. Yeah, sadly, we forgot to note that this is the last time that the senior girls will appear on their home court. Glenwood will close out the season Friday at Eagle Valley in Gypsum, and then Saturday afternoon against Battle Mountain in Edwards. And unless I'm called to grandpa duty, like I said, I'll be there calling the games all week long. But something should happen. I'm off to Denver, and we'll just hope for the best for Glenwood's outcome. 27-24, Glenwood boys leading Rifle here at halftime. Big upset in college basketball, number four Illinois defeating number two Michigan, 75-51. I mean, that's a blowout. Number four over number two. And that's that game just about over. Just seconds remaining in the second half. Let's see. Mentioned the CU Buffs early this morning. Cracked the top 25 for the first time after their big weekend, the wins over UCLA and USC. NFL news, J.J. Watt, longtime all-pro defensive end, dominant player for the Houston Texans for so many years, signs with the Arizona Cardinals. That'll really boost their defense. And the Nuggets are just now tipping off against the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee. Mavs back in action, back on the ice tomorrow in San Jose. Trying to rebound from a 6-2 loss. Some Glenwood students dressed in big old cowboy hats and country shirts. Interesting. I don't know. Don't want to speculate. I mean, big old wide-brim cowboy hats. Here we go, second half. Rifle ball. Tito Ruiz met there by Swanson. Ruiz picks it up, flips it over to Tyler Pierce. Pierce drives. He's tripped up. That's going to be a foul against Aiden Islanic. Didn't move his feet and clearly tripped him. I want to thank Rhonda Mosier for joining us just before the boys game, sharing her thoughts on this season. Fernandez for three, all alone, top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound, Aiden Islanic. Swanson has it, near corner to Blake Islanic. Blake, jump pass out to Nykerk. Nykerk to Aiden, right wing, top of the key to Reed. Swanson to Vega. Vega to Nykerk, top of the key, right corner to Swanson. Swanee bounce pass to Blake. Blake triple team, kicks it over to Vega in the paint, banks it high off the glass, no good. Rebound taken by Diego Fernandez. Dishes off to Tito Ruiz. Brings it up the right side. Ruiz back to Fernandez. Pierce. Bishop trying to post up. Vega guarding a mismatch there. Bishop's got it. He's driving. He's doing a fadeaway. That's short. Rebound taken by Blake Nislanic. Blake bounce pass. Nice pass to Swanson. Double team. Fakes the pass. Missed the shot, but he's fouled. Swanee with a little deke there. Just a little eye fake. Looks like he's going to pass it and then does the layup and draws the foul. The foul called against Diego Fernandez, his first team foul. Two shots for Reed Swanson. And first free throw is short. Swanson 1-for-3 from the line. He's got 4 points. Swanee's second free throw got the bounce. 28-24 Glenwood. Just under 6:50 left here in the third. Ruiz up the court to Pierce, left side. Picked up by Vega. Now he comes up to pick up Cade Bishop. Ruiz at the circle. Right wing to Fernandez. Fernandez for the drive. Underhands it to Bishop. To Pierce, left wing. McMillan's going to check in for going. Lob pass down to Bishop. Bishop bullet pass out to Diego. Fakes the three. Jab step. Goes to Avila. Top of the key. Met there by Nykerk. 4-point lead for the Demons. Fernandez, top of the key, comes out to get the ball. Lob pass down to Bishop. Bishop with the free throw line. Backing up. Puts drop step. Now does a little no-look pass to Avila. Got too fancy and threw it right past Coach Kyle Daniel, who's shaking his head. Another turnover. Now Aiden Islanic comes out with his three fouls. McMillan in for him. Inbounds it to Stevie Vega. Vega, little jab step, stops, goes top of the key to Nykerk, left wing to Swanee, three-pointer all alone, that's online, you betcha, nothing but net, Ruiz Swanson, 31-24 Glenwood, Ruiz to Fernandez, up to court to Cade Bishop, Bishop is mugged there by Blake Nislanic, an obvious foul, Blake picks up his first, second team foul. Diego Fernandez inbounding, goes backcourt to Tito Ruiz. 31-24, Demons lead the Bears. Right wing to Fernandez. Near the circle to Pierce. Tyler Pierce ripping that ball. Right wing to Diego. Diego lobs it down to Cade Bishop. One-on-one with Vega. That's a mismatch. Puts up a shot off the glass. Got it in the foul. Cade Bishop against Vega all day long. Bishop with 6 points. Chance to make it a three-point play. Vega's first foul. Third team foul already. And the sophomore at the line. missed the free throw off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound bobbled around, taken, ends up in the hands with Vega. Vega down to Swanson. Swanson lays it up and missed. Oh, he got it. Oh, looked like it was going to bounce off. 33-26. Good pass from Vega to Swanee. Fernandez gets double team, goes to Avila. Avila goes top of the key to Ruiz. Three-pointer by Pierce, and Pierce missed the shot off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound. Loose ball ends up with Blake Mislanek. Mislanek sprinting up the floor, trying to go underneath to Vega. Picked off by Ruiz. Hands it off to Bishop. Bishop out number 3-1. Fadeaway jumper. Ridiculous shot. Fell to the floor. Thought he drew a foul. No good. Did the flop. Loose ball. Rebound taken by Blake Mislanek. Goes to McMillan. 33-26 Demons. Blake has it. Double team. Trying to go down to Vega. Vega to Nyker. To Blake. Blake at the free throw line. Lob pass out to Vega. Vega. Go to Nyker. Goes through it away. And it goes out of bounds. Into the stands. Furious pace to this game. 7-point lead for the Demons. 4:33 to go in the third quarter. Diego Fernandez and Cade Bishop out. Brock Caldwell and Danny Carrion in for Rifle. I don't know why I'm looking at these rosters. I know these teams pretty well now, except for some of the new players like Eric Cordero and Andy Heisel. Got some varsity minutes back in the first half. Brock Caldwell has it with the Bears. Goes to Tito Ruiz. Pass tipped by Swanson. Ends up in the hands of Vega. Vega, top of the key, crossover dribble, stops, and goes to Reed Swanson, high post right side. Swanee pass to Blake. Blake at the free throw line, kicks it out to Vega. Vega gets bumped, goes down to Blake. Blake pass down to McMillan, goes off the glass, missed the shot, rebound taken by Cade Bishop. Josh Avila. Bishop's on the bench. Avila with a good strong board. He's got the ball, top of the key, now stops. Goes back to Caldwell. Brock Caldwell at the circle. Right wing to Danny Carrion. Carrion, crossover dribble. Kicks it over to Brock Caldwell. Bounce pass underneath to Tito. Tito, fake shoot, scores on the foul. Tito Ruiz, good head fake, drew the foul. And in the continuation, got the bucket. And he's fouled by Stevie Vega. That's his second, fourth team foul. Timeout call before Tito can take his free throw. 33-28, Demons lead. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. This is KMTS. 3:28 Glenwood with a lead of a Rifle. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Tito Ruiz hit the bucket. Now he's trying to make it a three-point play after being fouled by Stevie Vega. And number 10 nails the free throw. Gives him 12 points for the game. 33-29 Glenwood. Nykirk to Blake Mislanek. In a crowd. Puts up a shot. Off the rim. No good. Got his own rebound. Put back. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by McMillan. And McMillan is fouled on the floor. No. Oh, he was out of bounds. Sorry. Didn't see the fist go up. I assumed it was a foul. Glenwood putting on the press. Leading by four. Pass up the court to Carrion. Carrion to Josh Avila. Avila. Bounce pass underneath to Tyler Pierce. Kicks it out to Brock Caldwell. Right wing. Top of the key to Tito. Tito backing up near the circle. Goes to Caldwell, high post right side. Holding the ball with the right hand. Now dribbles a couple times with the left hand. Flips it over to Danny Carrion, left wing. Carrion picks it up. Guarded there by McMillan. Pierce has it near the circle. Right wing to Brock Caldwell. Caldwell down to Avila. Avila has the ball tipped. Gets it back. Goes to Caldwell. Going to the basket. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Blake Mislanek. Up the court to Anthony Avilas. Avilas in the corner. Three-pointer all alone. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Brock Caldwell. Caldwell clears it and hands it off to Tyler Pierce. 33-29, Demons lead. 2:40 left. Drive along the baseline. Carrion fake, shoots, and missed the shot. Rebound taken by Blake Mislanek. He's getting close to double digits in boards. McMillan has it. Brings it up center court. Now goes right side. Underhands it to Blake Mislanek. Blake hands it off to Swanee in the far corner. Goes down to Blake along the baseline. Against Avila. Kicks it out to Nykirk. Nykirk right corner. Top of the key to Avilas. In the near corner to Swanee. Three-pointer for Swanee. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, McMillan battling for it. What a tough board by McMillan. Had position. And they're going to call Tito Ruiz with his first foul. McMillan is not real tall, but he does a great job boxing out and getting position. Andy Heisel checking in for Blake Mislanek. Coach Fred Heisel has coached both of his boys, Gus and Andy, at Glenwood Middle School. Pass in the court to Nykirk in the near corner to Swanee left wing. Swanson there, corner to Anthony Avilas. Back to Nutt to Swanson. Swanson to McMillan, top of the key. Right wing to Andy Heisel. Here's Nykerk, left wing. Dribbles a couple times, lost control of it, underhands it to Avilas. No look, flip to Reed Swanson, back to Avilas in the corner. Left corner, guarded there by Fernandez. Minute 54 to go, pass to McMillan. Drives, gets cut off, and a steal by Josh Avila. To carry on, up the court to Brock Caldwell. Three-pointer, left wing, that's way off the mark. Rebound taken by Anthony Avilas. Had the ball knocked away by Diego Fernandez, knocked it out of bounds. 33-29, Glenwood, a minute 39 to go in the third. Reed Swanson flips it over to McMillan, to Nykerk, top of the key, Avilas, to Andy Heisel, cross-court pass right wing to Swanson, far corner to McMillan. Underhand, tried to underhand it, now he goes to Avilas, right wing. Lobs it down to Nykerk, too far, and Nykerk diving for it, lost it out of bounds. Cade Bishop back in the game. Josh Avila out for a rifle. Demons lead by four. 6 points scored by the Demons here in this third quarter. Five for a rifle. Pass to Brock Caldwell. Pass off the shoulder of Fernandez. And there to get the deflection is Reese McMillan. Good hustle by Reese. Goes to Avilas in the near corner. Minute five to go. Bad pass intended for McMillan. Picked off by Danny Carrion. Carrion has the ball knocked away by Avilas, and they're going to call him for a foul. And Anthony Avilas picks up his first. That's team foul number five. One minute to go exactly here in the third. Tyler Pierce inbounding for a rifle. Goes down to Cade Bishop, one-on-one with Andy Heisel. Fadeaway jumper won't go. Rebound taken by Anthony Avilas. Cade likes that shot, but he can't get it to fall. He's got 4 points. No, excuse me, six. McMillan has an high post right side. Dribbles a couple times. Gets a pick from Swanson. They could be brothers. They've got same color blonde hair. Anthony Avilas has it. Left wing to Nykerk. Nykerk dribbles a couple times. Goes to Swanee, top of the key. 34 seconds. Hands it off to McMillan. McMillan backing up. 30 seconds to go here in the third. Avilas back to McMillan. Playing catch. McMillan hands it off to Swanson. Back it up near the circle. Glances up at the clock. Looks at the defense. Man defense for rifle. Goes to Anthony Avilas. Left wing. 16 seconds. Near corner to Andy Heisel. Down to Swanee. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound. Put back attempt by McMillan. Doesn't go. Second attempt. Got it. McMillan. The kid has got the hops. Brock Caldwell racing up the floor. Looks at the clock. Shoots. Top of the key. Banks it. Got it. Two-pointer. And a foul. Wow. Oh, man. Was it a two? It was a three-pointer. They gave him a three and a foul. Holy cow. Brock Caldwell racing up the floor. Launch run from the top of the key. Banked it in, and he was fouled. And he hits the free throw and makes it a four-point play, and it's a two-point lead for Glenwood after three. 35-33, Glenwood. This is KMTS. .35-33 Glenwood as we go to the fourth quarter. What a finish for the Rifle Bears as they brought Caldwell with that three-pointer and the foul shot. Glenwood has the ball. Stevie Vega, right wing. Jab step. Goes to Aiden Slanik, right wing. Aiden drives, shoots, off the glass, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound McMillan, battling for the ball. Look at him go. Reese McMillan, and a foul's going to be called against Tito Ruiz, who is laughing, but he's not amused. Doesn't like the call. That's his second foul, third team foul. Ball out of bounds for Glenwood. 16 fouls for Glenwood. That foul, by the way, to end the third quarter was called against Reed Swanson. The pass picked off by Danny Carrion. Carrion, here comes McMillan, forced into travel. Reese McMillan, what a heads-up play. Didn't make contact, just got in his face and forced Carrion to put on the brakes and slid across the floor. Call for traveling. Thought he'd get a breakaway layup after the steal. Aiden Islanic to Reese McMillan. Baseline drive. Anchor kicks it out to Blake. Blake Islanic cross-court pass to Stevie Vega at the free throw line. Goes right wing to Aiden Islanic. Aiden gets a pick. Bounce pass to Reese McMillan, far corner. McMillan. Nice pass to Aiden Islanic. Picks it up at the free throw line. Now hands it off to Stevie Vega. Vega picks it up. He's smothered. Goes to Aiden Islanik. Andy Heisel calling for the ball. You hear him clapping for it. They don't see him. Aiden Islanik with a wild shot off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Diego Fernandez. 35-33 Glenwood. 6:48 to go in the ball game. Ruiz brings it up. Vega riding his hip, and a foul is going to be called. Vega picks up his third. The last few seconds of that third quarter, Reese McMillan, second and third attempt, got a great putback and gave Glenwood a six-point lead. Brock Caldwell gets the inbounds pass, races up the floor at the center of the court, top of the key, knocks down a three, banked it in, and he was fouled by Reed Swanson. Made it a four-point play as time expired. And that's where we stand, a two-point lead for the Demons. Ruiz at the line for two shots. No, one and one. He missed the first free throw. Rebound, Bishop, put back. Good, and a foul. And now Rifle can take the lead. Cade Bishop with the strong rebound and the putback to start the fourth quarter. The game is now tied, 35-all, and the foul called against Andy Heisel, his first. And Cade Bishop makes it. No, he missed the free throw. Rebound, Ruiz. Ruiz, double team, forced up a shot. What a tough shot by Tito. Ridiculous. His back to the defender. Somehow got to angle that thing in and got it to go. 37-35, Bears lead. McMillan top of the key. Drives, shoots. What a shot by Reese McMillan. Oh, my goodness, did he sky to tie the game at 37. Steal by Blake Nisanic. Blake, pull-up jumper. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound off the hands of Eric Cordero, out of bounds. Andy Heisel back in, comes out of the game. Swanson back in. 37-all. Avila, bounce pass up to Diego Fernandez. Cordero picks him up. Fernandez, tough shot off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked away. Ends up with Bishop. Put back is no good. Rebound Bishop again. Put back. Got it, the foul. Cade Bishop has got some serious hops as well. 39-37, the foul called against Blake Nislenik, his second. Cade Bishop, the sophomore. That second and third effort gives Rifle the lead, 39-37. And Bishop's going to have to come out. Oh, Cade throwing the towel. He was holding a towel, wiping something off his, I don't know if he's bleeding, his left hand. The ref came and looked at his left hand. Marnie Barton is now checking out Cade. And they are bandaging him up. Apparently he's cut. The ref said, no, you gotta leave. So Tyler Pierce is going to shoot the free throw for Bishop. And he missed it. Rebound taken by Cordero. Goes to Blake Nislanik. Up the court to Reed Swanson. Swanee bounce past to Cordero at the free throw line. He flips it out to Blake Nislanik. Far corner. Baseline drive. Blake through the key. Trying to hit it to get to McMillan. And it was kicked out of bounds by Fernandez. 39-37. Rifle. Swanson inbounding. Baseline. Goes in to Vega. To McMillan, right wing. Top of the key to Blake. Blake to Swanson for three. You betcha, Reed Swanson with a swan dive. His third three of the night, 40-39, Glenwood. Kerryon brings it up. Kerryon, little revert, nice switch with the left, from the left to the right hand, laid it up and in. Tough play by Kerryon, passed down to Vega, a little reverse layup, good! Nice feed from Blake Nislanik to Stevie Vega. 42-41, Glenwood. 5:11 to go. Kerryon, that was a dandy play. Back-to-back from Kerryon and then Stevie Vega. 42-41, Demons lead. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Kerryon 1-on-1 with Cordero. Staying right with him, playing tough D. Kerryon now blows past him, puts up a shot. And fouled in the act of shooting. That is 10 fouls now against Glenwood. So, rifling the double bonus. Cade Bishop out for a breather. And yeah, his left wrist is taped up. Kerryon, his first free throw, it's good. That ties the game at 42. Foul was called against Cordero. Second free throw is good, and Rifle reclaims the lead. 43-42. 4:45 to go in the game. Vega hands it off to Cordero. Here's Swanson. McMillan, fadeaway jumper, banks it, missed the shot, rebound off the hands of Vega, taken by Pierce for Rifle. Bears by a point. Coach Kyle Daniel orchestrating the offense from the sideline. Fernandez, now Pierce has it. Carrion comes out to get it, doing the circle and the key. Cordero guarding him. Carrion flip pass out to Ruiz for three. Buries it. Tito Ruiz from downtown. Three ball from the corner. 46-42. Rifle. Pass to Blake Nieslanek. Blake fakes the three. Baseline drive. He's fouled by Josh Avila. Avila picks up his second. No one's in foul trouble. Ruiz with two. Avila with two. Vega comes out. Anthony Avila's back in the game. Timeout called. It's a 30-second timeout. 3:53 to go in the ballgame. 46-42 Rifle. This is KMTS. 46-42 Rifle with the lead. 3:53 to go in the ballgame. And now we come back and Rifle has taken a full timeout. It's interesting. Well, we'll just keep it here. Rifle has outscored Glenwood so far in this fourth quarter. 13-5. Cade Bishop with a couple of baskets. Danny Carrion with a basket and a couple of foul shots. And Tito Ruiz with a three that he just hit from the corner and also a two-pointer. And the big basket really was ending the third quarter as Brock Caldwell raced up the floor, banked one in from the top of the key, and was fouled by Reed Swanson. And as time expired, he sat there at the free throw line all by himself with zeros on the clock and knocked down the free throw to make it a four-point play. And that really gave Rifle some momentum going into the fourth quarter. And as I said, they've outscored Glenwood 13-5 here in this fourth with 3:53 to go and a four-point lead for the Bears. Glenwood has the ball. Aiden Islanic inbounding at the baseline. Now at the other end. And also Glenwood in the double bonus. Aiden goes in to Anthony Avilas, who gets it near the circle. Hands it off to Aiden. Aiden to Swanson. Swanson to McMillan. McMillan down to, trying to go down. Aiden Islanic out of bounds off the hands of Aiden. Cade Bishop coming back in with that left hand taped up. Tape job courtesy of the excellent trainer, Marty Barton. Pass it to Carrion against the press. His pass tipped by Swanson. Now they're going to call foul against Aiden Islanic. And Aiden racking up the fouls. He's got four. No, that's it. He's fouled out. He fouled out last week as well. And two shots for Tito Ruiz. And the Bears can extend the lead here. Just getting to the line. And Tito's having himself quite a night. ...18 points for number 10. Ruiz, second free throw. Perfect. 19 points for Tito Ruiz. 48-42. Bears lead. Blake Nieslanek for three in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Nykerk. Putback doesn't go. He's fouled. Nykerk to the line for two. And with Nykerk with 5 points. Scoreless so far in the second half. Foul called against Danny Carey on his second. And Nykerk with a swish on the first free throw. Stevie Vega is going to check in here in a moment. Nykerk's second free throw. Knocks that one down. 48-44, Rifle. Nykerk out. Vega back in the game. Swanson guarding inbounds pass against Ruiz. Goes to Avila. Avila to Carrion. Carrion trying to stay out of the double team. Kicks it over to Avila at the circle. Fakes the pass to Ruiz. Now goes to Ruiz. Almost picked off. Ruiz bounce pass down to Diego Fernandez. Tito fakes the three. Picks it up from the free throw line. Goes to Diego for three. In the far corner, that's way off the mark. Air ball in the hands of Vega, but he lost it out of bounds. It landed right in his hands, and he just stumbled and bobbled it out of bounds. So Rifle has it at the baseline. Under their own basket. Ruiz slaps the ball, goes into Danny Carrion. Gets tripped by Vega. Vega picks up his fourth foul. And two shots for Danny Carrion. And Nykerk, no rest for the weary. He's back, going to check back in. Number 12, Danny Carrion. First free throw is good. Seven points for Carrion. Vega comes out. Nykerk back in. ...49-44 Bears. 50-44s. Carrion hits both free throws. 3:08 to go in the game. Reese McMillan brings it up. McMillan dribbles left side. Stops at the wing. Goes to Reed Swanson. Right wing to Nykerk. Under 3 minutes to go. Nykerk to Anthony Avilas. Right wing to McMillan. McMillan to Swanee, top of the key. Swanee bounce pass to Avilas, fakes the three. Goes to Swanee, far corner, three-pointer, that's short. Barely got the rim, rebound, putback. Blake Nislanik. Good job with the putback by Blake. 50-46, Rifle. Here's a steal by Blake. Goes to Reese, back to Blake. Banks it, got it! 50-48, Demons within two. Ruiz, bounce pass to Avila. To Diego Fernandez. Fernandez, his pass almost picked off. Here's Avila to Tito Ruiz. Carrion. Carrion pass is kicked by Blake Nislanik. 2:13 to go in the game. And timeout called by Coach Kyle Daniel, Rifle Bears. And a six-point lead now down to 2 points. 50-48, Bears lead. Timeout Bears, 2:13 left in the game. This is KMTS. 2 minutes, 13 seconds remaining in the ball game. Rifle with a 50-48 lead. Bears have the ball. Tito Ruiz with a big night, 19 points. He's got the ball. He'll take it out of bounds. Vega back in the game. Guarding the inbounds. Ruiz goes into Cade Bishop. Bishop down to a wide open. Avila lays it up in. Oh, my goodness gracious. Demons caught napping on that play. 52-48. Bears lead. Avilas. Crossover dribble. Top of the key. Jump pass to Blake Nislanik. Thought about a three. Underhands it to Stevie Vega. Vega with the drive. Vega kicks it out to Blake. Blake jump pass left wing to Avilas for a three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Cade Bishop. That left hand all bandaged up. Hands it out to Tito Ruiz. The Bears are going to run the clock here. Leading by four. 1:35 to go. Right wing to Fernandez. Avilas coming out to guard him. Ruiz at the circle. Don't want to foul him. Swanson guarding him. Ruiz drives. Scoop shot. Won't get the bounce. Rebound tipped away. Rolls on the floor. Picked up by Avila. Goes to Danny Carrion, left wing. Carrion, his pass taken by Josh Avila. Avila lays it up and in. It's a six-point lead for Rifle. Josh Avila with a smooth move to the basket. And timeouts, Glenwood. 1:05 left. Not looking good for the Demons. 30-second timeout, 54-48. Bears lead, 1:05 left in the game. This is KMTS. 54-48, the Bears with the lead. Josh Avila with an uncontested layup down the middle of the lane. Give him a six-point lead. Pass into Vega. Vega to Swanson. Swanson to McMillan. Drives in the middle of the key. Lost the ball. Battles for it. Hands it off. Laying on his stomach to Swanson. Timeout called by Coach Fred Heisel. 30-second timeout. 54-48. Bears with the lead. Now they're saying a full timeout, so we'll take a break. 6-point lead for the Bears, 58 seconds to go in the ballgame. This is KMTS. McMillan, right wing. And he threw the ball away. Trying to go in the corner to Vega or Swanson. And threw it out of bounds. Fred Heiser calls a timeout, and they turn it over. Danny Carrion has it against the press. Pass picked off by McMillan. Ends up in the hands of Vega. Vega to McMillan. Blake Nisenik for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound McMillan. Wrestles the ball away. Foul's going to be called against Danny Carrion. And that'll stop the clock with 45 seconds left. Carrion's third. 16 foul. And Rifle, 45 seconds away from getting a season sweep over Glenwood for the first time in a long time. Swanson inbounds pass to Blake Nisenik. Blake jump pass to Swanee. Goes to Nykirk. Back to Blake. Three-pointer from the right side. Air ball into the hands of Carrion. That should just about do her. Pass up the court to Fernandez. Fernandez picks it up. And they're going to call a foul against Stevie Vega, and that'll do it for him. He can untuck the jersey and clock out. Rifle with a 21-11 advantage here in the fourth. Danny Carrion and Tito Ruiz really taking over in this fourth quarter. Diego Fernandez hasn't scored since the first quarter. Still hasn't scored as he missed the first free throw. Andy Heisel in. Anthony Avilas in. Vega is out, of course, with five fouls. Blake Nisletic checks out. Oh, San Vega with just four fouls. Sorry. Lost count there. Second free throw from Diego off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Cade Bishop off his hands out of bounds. Cade arguing. Clearly off his hands. Didn't agree with the call. Another timeout called by Coach Fred Heisel. Full timeout. 28 seconds left. 54-48. Bears in control. This is KMTS. Rifle Bears leading the Glenwood Demons 54-48. Lady Demons beat the Rifle Lady Bears 32-25 to go to 6-2 in league. 6-4 overall. Rifle falls to 8-2 and 8-3 overall. And again, Battle Mountain beat Palisade tonight. So inbound pass to Anthony Avilas. Stops, lob pass to Andy Heisel. Heisel to Reed Swanson, far corner. Swanson down to Heisel. Heisel's pass knocked away. Swanee gets a three-pointer from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by McMillan. Up high, off the glass and in. Reese McMillan, he is so impressive. That young man has earned his stripes. Reese McMillan with some great athletic ability. Timeout called. Glenwood cuts the lead to four with 8 seconds left. So let's see, Tito Ruiz just double checking his points. Yep, 19 points for Tito. Five scored by Diego Fernandez. Danny Carrion has been impressive coming off the bench. With 8 points, including four straight free throws. Bears ball out of bounds. It's going to take a miraculous steal and a four-point play to tie this game up. Carry on inbounding against the press. Goes into Tito. He's fouled right away by Cordero. And Ruiz has not missed from the stripe. It's 4-for-4. Looking for his 20th and 21st point. Big night for Tito. Cordero's second foul. Ruiz, give him 20. Take it out. 55-50 Rifle. Ruiz's second free throw. Perfect. Not a bad night at the office. 21 points. Baseball pass up the court to Swanson. Almost saved it from going out of bounds. Goes to Blake. Blake right wing to Avilas for three for good measure. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Tyler Pierce. And that is your ball game. Final score, Rifle 56, Glenwood 50. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Welcome back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium as the Rifle Bears beat the Glenwood Demons 56-50 in a hard-fought contest. Always expect a hard, well-played game between these two teams. Glenwood had the edge 15-11 after the first quarter. Rifle with a 13-12 advantage in the second quarter. Both teams in single digits in the third quarter, coming out kind of sluggish. Rifle outscored Glenwood 9-8 in the third, and then a huge fourth quarter, 23-15. Rifle and Tito Ruiz with 21 points to lead all scorers. Fantastic night for Tito. Danny Carrion with 8 points. 4 points scored by Brock Caldwell, including the buzzer beater three. He banked it in the top of the key and got fouled. His time expired, made it a 4-point play, and finishes with those 4 points. Cade Bishop, a solid night for him. 10 points, some big rebounds, 2 points scored by Tyler Pierce, 6 points scored by Josh Avila. He had some big shots, including a driving layup down the middle of the lane toward the in the closing minutes, closing seconds, actually. For Glenwood, Reed Swanson with 13 points, 3 3-pointers, 6 points scored by Reese McMillan. He's a very impressive player, got great athletic ability. Blakely Sonic with a good night, 11 points for him, 2 points scored by Stevie Vega, 7 scored by Alec Nykirk, another good contribution from him. Aiden Sonic with 2 points, 6 from Reese McMillan again. Anthony Avilas with 7 points, all scored in the first quarter. As Glenwood loses it 56-50, boy, going from, and you know, it's graduation, you lose a lot of great seniors. You go from, you know, the undefeated in league play, 12-0, 21-4 overall, having a marvelous 2020 season, and then you lose a lot of key players, and they're just starting to come together, but. Rifle, a little more experience, able to pull out the win, 56-50, and take the season series 2-0. So with the win, Rifle goes to even 500, 4-4 in league play, 5-5 overall. Glenwood drops to 2-8 and 3-9. Their last two games of the season will be, and they're putting up the chairs. Look at that. They're racking them up because that's it for basketball in this great gym. So the rest of the games will be on the road Friday. On the road at Eagle Valley and Gypsum, and then Saturday at Battle Mountain. And like I said, unless I'm doing grandpa duty down in Denver, I'll be calling those games to finish out the regular season. And the brackets come out next Monday, March 8th, from Chasa. So, again, Glenwood gets the split with Rifle tonight. Lady Demons beat the Lady Bears 32-25. Congrats to Glenwood. And in the boys' game, it's Rifle over Glenwood, 56-50. I want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration, Berth & Motors, GMC Buick, Carpet One, Bighorn Toyota, Alpine Bank, and Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance. That'll do it from Chavez Spencer Gymnasium for this season. The rest of our games are going to be on the road, and lots of playoff basketball still ahead. We might do maybe a home game or two for Coleridge. We'll see. We'll see how the schedule pans out. Again, our final score is Glenwood over Rifle in the girls' game, 32-25. In the boys' game, it's Rifle over Glenwood, 56-50. Have a great night, and as always, keep it tuned to KMTS.